Sut mae a croeso. Hello and welcome to the Learn Welsh podcast. This is episode 7. Hi, Bob. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Learn Welsh podcast. I'm Jason Shepherd, and in today's lesson, we are going to start learning about the nasal mutation. We're also going to learn some more Welsh place names, and I'm going to teach you some Welsh names for English towns and cities. When I first started learning the Welsh language, back in the mid to late 1990s, I tried to translate a page of text from a Welsh novel using a Welsh to English dictionary. It worked well until I started coming across words in the novel that weren't in the Welsh dictionary. I found it perplexing and a little bit frustrating. It was just a few months later, when I joined a beginner's Welsh language course, that I found out why I couldn't find those words in the dictionary. They were there, but under different first letters. That was the first time I learnt about mutations. So what is a mutation, you may ask? Well, a mutation happens when certain words trigger the words that follow them to change their first letter. A mutation only happens in certain conditions and, thankfully, mutations only affect 9 letters of the Welsh alphabet. To complicate matters slightly, there are 3 distinct types of mutations.
Traiglad meddal.
Soft mutation in English.
Traiglad troenol.
Nasal mutation. And
traiglad chlais.
Aspirate mutation in English. When I first learnt about mutations, I was not happy. Actually, I was in a class at the time and none of us were happy. It was hard enough getting used to all the new words I was being introduced to without also having to get to grips with letters at the beginning of words changing for what I thought at the time was for no apparent reason. As I learnt more and more Welsh, I realised that mutations actually make a lot of sense. They make Welsh words flow together better when spoken out loud, and it didn't take me long to get used to using them automatically. You'll soon become so used to using mutations that they'll become like friends to you. As with all friendships, it might take you a little while to like and trust them, but once you do, you'll be friends forever. Be prepared to fall out with them constantly at the start, though. You'll be glad to know that in this lesson and the next 2, we are only focusing on 1 type of mutation, the nasal mutation, triglad troenol. It's only used at certain times, and even then, it only affects words beginning with the letters B, C, D, G, P, or T. Now, one of the times when you would use a nasal mutation is after the word an, if it's a place name. And an means in. So you're basically saying in a particular place, such as in Bristol, in Swansea, in Cardiff, etc. So any place name after an that begins with the letters B, C, D, G, P or T will mutate. So for example, where I come from originally, Swansea,
Abertawe,
does not begin with a trigger letter, so no nasal mutation.
Dwi'n byw yn Abertawe.
But if it begins with one of those trigger letters, such as a word beginning with the letter C, for example,
Casnewydd,
which is the Welsh word for Newport, a Welsh city that's near Cardiff, then we have a nasal mutation.
Dwi'n byw yng Nghasnewydd.
I live in Newport.
Dwi'n byw yng Nghasnewydd.
Could you hear the difference? Let's look at another place name beginning with the letter C and I'll show you how the mutation works. Cardiff is the capital city of Wales, and in Welsh it's
Caerdydd. Caerdydd.
Spelled C-A-E-R-D-Y-D-D. The first syllable ends with a rolling R, Caer, and the double D at the end of the second syllable gives us a Th sound. Dydd.
Caerdydd.
When we use an in front of a word beginning with C, such as
Caerdydd,
the C gets replaced with NGH, which creates a ng sound.
Nghaerdydd. Nghaerdydd.
Okay, so that's not the most complicated thing in the world. C becomes an NGH. K becomes ng. But here's the thing. When you put the word an in front of it, an meaning in, so you want to say in Cardiff, it's not an Nghaerdydd, but the an also changes. It becomes an ang, Y-N-G. Now it's sounding more complicated. Ang Nghaerdydd. Yeah, how do you say that? That sounds a bit of a mouthful. But here is the thing. We roll the two sounds together. So it's not ang Nghaerdydd, but ang Nghaerdydd. I'll slow it down. Ang Nghaerdydd. Ang Nghaerdydd. So now it's the easier to say. Ang Nghaerdydd flows. Let's make a full sentence. Let's say she is living in Cardiff.
Mae hi'n byw yng Nghaerdydd.
Let's slow it down. Mae hi'n. She is. Byw. Living. Yng Nghaerdydd. In Cardiff.
Mae hi'n byw yng Nghaerdydd.
Here is an interesting fact, but also confusing. When you're beginning to learn Welsh, the word for she in Welsh is he. Honestly, the word for she in Welsh is pronounced he. He. But spelled H-I. Very confusing when you first start learning Welsh. Confused the heck out of me when I started learning the language. But you soon get used to it. Before we move on, here are some other Welsh place names beginning with the letter C.
Caergybi,
which means Holyhead.
Caergybi.
Holyhead is the largest town in the county of Anglesey and is situated on Holy Island. Now, the island is linked to the rest of Anglesey by a large causeway known locally as the Cob. So Holyhead is
Caergybi. Caergybi.
Here's another town beginning with the letter C. It's a town in English called Carmarthen, and I lived not that far from there, about 20-25 miles growing up. We used to go there every few months, and it had a lovely Welsh bookshop, and it was fantastic for me because I would go from somewhere where you hardly heard Welsh into a town where you heard Welsh everywhere. And it was like sweet, sweet music to my ears. Carmarthen in Welsh is
Caerfyrddin. Caerfyrddin.
I'll slow that down. Caerfyrddin.
Caerfyrddin.
And of course they all mutate in exactly the same way after an.
Caergybi
becomes
Yng Nghaergybi,
which means in Holyhead. Caerfyrddin becomes Yng Nghaerfyrddin in Carmarthen. In today's lesson, we are going to look at one more letter, and we're going to look at how the nasal mutation affects words beginning with the letter B. And our town beginning with the letter B is
Briste. Briste.
I'll slow it down.
Briste. Briste.
Which is the Welsh word for Bristol. It's an English city, and I'm going to show you how it mutates after an. So,
Briste.
The B becomes an M.
Mriste. Mriste.
But here's the thing. Remember how the N also changes? I know. But it does also make it easier to say. The N becomes an M,
spelt Y-M.
M.
Mriste.
Already sounds easier to say than
an Briste.
But it gets easier. We run the two words together so it sounds like one word.
Amriste. Amriste.
So much easier.
An Briste to Amriste.
In Bristol. Now, let's make a sentence. Let's say, we live in Bristol. We is ni. Spelled N-I. Ni. Now, you can either think of it as the knee on your leg. You know, me and my knee together, we. A little rhyme to help you remember the phrase. Or you could think of yourself as one of Monty Python's knights that go knee, and we are all together going knee, knee, knee. So, we are Danny. The apostrophe N links it to Byw, which means to live or live in. Danny'n Byw. We are living
Amriste
in Bristol.
Dan ni'n byw Amriste. Dan ni'n byw Amriste.
We are living in Bristol.
Dan ni'n byw Amriste.
So before we finish today's lesson, here are a few more Welsh place names beginning with the letter B.
Beaumaris. Beaumaris. Which is a former county town of the island of Anglesey and was originally a Viking settlement. There is a university city called Bangor.
Of course, we roll that R in Welsh.
Bangor. Bangor. It's in northwest Wales, and the origins of Bangor date back to the founding of a monastery on the site of Bangor Cathedral in the early 6th century.
There's also a town called Beddgelert. Beddgelert. Which is named after the legendary hound Gelert. It's a village and community in Snowdonia, and the tale in the Mabinogion of the dog Gelert. Oh, it is so sad, but such a beautiful story. One more, we have the town or village, Brychfa. Brychfa. Spelled B-R-E-C-H, so the R and then the C-H gives us that distinct sound in the first syllable, Brech, followed by Va, spelled F-A with the F being a V sound, Va, Brychfa. It's a village at the top of the Coffee Valley in Carmarthenshire. In the 1840s, Brychfa featured in the Rebecca riots, where rioters destroyed toll gates on the local Turnpike Road. So all of these place names beginning with the letter B mutate in the same way after an. For example, Beaumaris becomes Amumaris. In Beaumaris, Brychfa becomes Amrychfa. In Brychfa, and Bangor becomes Amangor. In Bangor. Now it's time for a quick lesson recap. We started by learning the three types of mutations.
Treiglad meddal.
Soft mutation.
Treiglad troenol.
Nasal mutation. And
treiglad llais.
Aspirate mutation. we focused on one mutation, and that was trigladroinol, nasal mutation. And the nasal mutation only affects words beginning with the following letters: B, C, D, G, P, or T. There are a few different times that we can use the nasal mutation, but in this case, we are focusing on when it's a place name that follows the word an meaning in, so it would be in Cardiff, in Swansea, etc. We started by looking at how the mutation affect words beginning with the letter C. Cardiff is
Caerdydd, Caerdydd.
After an, the C gets replaced with NGH, which creates a ng sound.
Nghaerdydd.
The N in front becomes an ng, and the two words roll together.
Nghaerdydd.
In Cardiff.
Nghaerdydd.
Let's make a full sentence.
Mae hi'n byw yng Nghaerdydd.
She is living in Cardiff.
Mae hi'n byw yng Nghaerdydd.
Here are a couple more place names beginning with the letter C.
Casnewydd.
Newport.
Casnewydd.
Next we have
Caergybi,
which means Holyhead.
Caergybi.
And
Caerfyrddin.
In English, Carmarthen.
Caerfyrddin.
Finally, we looked at how the nasal mutation affected words beginning with the letter B. Our B place name is
Bristol.
Bristol in English.
Bristol.
After an, the B gets replaced with an M, which creates a M sound.
Mrista.
The N in front becomes an M, and the two words roll together.
Amrista.
In Bristol.
Amrista.
Let's make a full sentence.
Danim byw Amrista.
We live in Bristol.
Dan ni'n byw ym Mryste.
And here are some other place names beginning with the letter B.
Bumares. Bumares.
Here's another one.
Bangor. Bangor.
And Bydd-Gelert.
Bydd-Gelert.
Finally, we have
Brychfa. Brychfa.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson and found it useful. And in the next lesson, we are going to be looking at how the letters D and G nasal mutate, and we're going to look at plenty of other Welsh place names as well. So now it's time for me to say, Hwyl fawr! Bye.